Good morning, honorable members. And once again, welcome. And welcome to members of staff, members of the public. So, last week, we had a short discussion and agreed that we should be in a position to adopt the report today. By just looking at the recommendations, there were just two things we agreed on last week, that we'll do some changes on the findings, on the areas that thought belong together and we're sitting in different places, but to pull that together. And then secondly said we will just summarize our recommendations into a few priorities. So, and so I agree that today we'll just focus on the recommendations because members were happy with the body of the report. Unless there's something that you have since picked up that you want to raise, you can raise today. But today we just want to focus on the recommendations and then. The court is going to put up the recommendations that which we have before you here. I'm sure that promise that we'll circulate them to you last week. They were done. It's me who didn't circulate them on time. But they are not many. Can we get them now and finalize them and see if they are not as they stand? So, let me extend a warm word of welcome to a new member of our committee from the African National Congress of South Africa. So with the new member here, Honorable Makai didn't hear that warm word of welcome to Honorable Buyane from the African National Congress of South Africa. So you see when we're in exile, so that's how we used to call ourselves. Because they would have been confused. African National Congress, what's that? So of South Africa. So that there's clarity. Okay. With that, we let's start on our members. I'm going to step off. You have the printed recommendations before you. If we have anything that we have picked up in the body of the report, we can raise it so that it can be fixed. But Mr. Court is going to take us through the recommendations slowly so that there are not many. You can see, as we agreed last time, we only have 7 of them. So we can clear them up and hopefully adopt the report in the next few minutes. Before we do that, Mr. Kotz, is there anyone who has apologized?
Thank you, Chair. One apology from Mayor Faku, who's running late here, but he will be joining us. And then Mr. Makai also indicated, but he arrived. And then Mr. Esterhazen is also attending PC on Trade and Industry Chair, but he indicated he will for the duration of the approval adopt, but he's still attending that meeting as well, Chair.
Read through the recommendations. Now, Esterhazen did assure me that he will make his comment before he has to leave, before he leaves.
right. The recommendations are as follows. Having considered the budget vote of the Department of Energy, the Portfolio Committee on Energy recommends that the House support the budget vote 26, Energy, and further recommends that the Minister of Energy, within the current financial year, 1. Prioritize matters relating to the Central Energy Fund, with specific reference to A. The turnaround strategy of the Central Energy Fund, B. Governance challenges between the Central Energy Fund and its subsidiaries, C. Hiving off of PASA and the AEMFC, D. Address the challenges at the national oil company PetroSA, focusing on its viability and sustainability, E. Addressing challenges at the SFF relating to the sale of strategic fuel stocks. 2. Prioritize the solar water heater program, focusing on developing plans and or programs to address and prioritize challenges relating to the current installed solar water heaters, focusing on addressing maintenance and repairs thereof. 3. Develop mechanisms to address irregularities in the LPG sector, as highlighted in the inquiry into the LPG sector by the Competition Commission. 4. Consolidating and strengthening of the approach to distribution asset management, ADAM, program to address the maintenance, refurbishment and strengthening of the electricity network backlogs. 5. Developing advocacy campaigns focusing on the nuclear new build program in order to demystify nuclear energy. 6. Prioritizing the finalization of the IEP and the IRP. 7. Develop and or amend legislation and or policies to address issues relating to the end state. Those are the proposed recommendations here.
Those are the 7 recommendations. I think in the meantime, I think we should be in a position to think about time frame for each of the recommendations, or at least some of the recommendations. At the beginning, we do say during this financial year, but it may be helpful with some of these, especially where we have an idea as to when some of these things will be finalized, to give some specific time frames. Secondly, I think we should think carefully about 4 and 5 again. When you say consolidate and strengthen the approach, but where's the process? What's happening with ADA? So I suppose we're not just consolidating and strengthening, but where is that? Where the ADAM project? So I'm not too sure if it's clear enough if we say consolidate and strengthen an approach to that. I think think about that carefully. 4, I think the 5, the thing then, what's there's an advocacy side, But it's not just an advocacy and demystifying of nuclear, isn't it? Because we remember our intentions was, let's open a discussion. So it's not just to demystify, to build consensus on what's best for South Africa. So I think it's not just advocacy campaigns, it is opening up a discussion on the, so that there's a proper national discussion on the nuclear energy as part of the energy mix. I think we need to find a phrasing that does not just talk about, because there's a part where we need to demystify amongst the members of, let me say, sections of the public. But the issues are not just about demystification. In some cases, among members sitting here, among experts, it's not the issue is not the mist that there's a disagreement about. First, the wisdom and the affordability and a whole range of things of this as part of the mix. So I think we should craft it in such a way that it takes us in the direction of the public hearings that we have already agreed on in the department that we would have. So you see, that's not demystification. So just thinking, I'm not a I'm not a formulate. So, but yeah, but we should find a different formulation that does not just deal with just a campaign to say people don't understand. In some cases, people do understand. Just that means the open discussion. I think that was the spirit even on the second when the matter rose, that the issue was, can we open a proper discussion, of course, and so that there's no, this the process is not seen as being handled in a secretive way, to use the words of the minister. So that those two, 4 and 5, I think they are find a different formulation. Lastly, members, I don't know if there's something among the things we said we must prioritize that's not part of the 7. So if we missed something, please alert us and we'll add that. Otherwise, that's all. So I hope we can have a discussion that leads us to finalizing the formulations, and then if we add in, looking at additions, and then finalize the report so that we can be out of here early. So Honorable Estesen can go and see Honorable Fabs. Are you in this meeting or thinking about your EPC at Foroto?
No, I'm in this meeting, Honorable Chair. I'm thinking of the time frames. Because people must come up with time frames here. So that when we adopt the...
When we adopt this report, it's a true reflection of what we have agreed upon. I'm wondering as to whether... is it possible for us to come up with those time frames, or do we have to, I'm not quite sure, we can't refer this report back to uh, actions to come up with those time frames. I'm not quite sure, but I thought if we have our previous reports, because some of the things, in particular the observations and the findings, are related to the previous reports that we have adopted previously in the financial year. Maybe if we have that document, it might guide us to say when are these recommendations going to be finalized or be done. I'm referring to the time frames. I wanted to come with time frames before we come up with some of I'm not quite sure whether is there any other person who can disagree with some of these recommendations, because last time when these recommendations were done in this meeting, all of us were in attendance, and these are some of the additions coming from honorable members. For us, maybe to finalize the report is to come up with the time frames. That's the main major things, because you can't leave them hanging and say these are recommendations to find. You must have a direction as to when are this thing going to be done, so that when they are not done, somebody must be held responsible as to when didn't you consider to implement these things in that financial year. Because you remember, Chair, by Friday we are going to debate the budget votes, where we are going to fight with the oppositions as to whether do we have to increase the budget for these departments on this program. And after that, you know the processes of parliament, where there is also going to be adoptions of what we've discussed in our budget votes. These are some of the things that I think we must do today. In 30 minutes, I think, Chair, will be done with this meeting with regard to time frames. I'm not speaking on your behalf, honorable members or comrades. You have your own views, but this is my view, honorable Chair. Thank you very much.
Another one. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I basically have only received this budget vote report now, but if I could just maybe make one or two comments on the recommendations, and if possible add something on it as well. Starting with number one, on the challenges with the Central Energy Fund, Petro South Africa, and that. We also need accountability of Petro South Africa. This board, and I think it's quite fair to say that this board has stole over 3 billion rand from the taxpayers in this country. And somebody has to be acceptable for that. I'm not talking about, you know, maybe the 2 million between the 10 million barrels of oil that was, or crude that was sold for 28 instead of 20 or 38 million. That's got to be now replaced at $49.50 per barrel. And that's way over 3 billion rand in our money. And apart from also the 14.5 billion rand. So we need some accountability. Point number five, developing advocacy campaigns focused on nuclear development. Point on demystify nuclear. We need also, in accordance to Section 231 of our Constitution, is that we owe it to our citizens in this country to be open and transparent and accountable to government. And this is not what happened in this department. Then also, I want to add something. The incurrent debt cannot be paid back through normal cash operations through long-time loans of more than 100 billion rand from Eskom needs to be repaid, and consolidation and strengthening of internal systems to curb spending must be implemented. That would be my recommendation. And then also, I just looked on page 5 here that the cost of connections, etc., is going to go up as well. And we need to address the ever-increasing cost of electricity. Government departments and companies, private sector, everyone are desperately trying to look at ways to save electricity. I'm just, you know, Chair, if I may, I'm going to trade an industry now, and we have a thing on debt in this country. There's 24.7 million people in this country at this moment paying off loans and things. 11.4 has been given over to debt rescue. 11.4. The people just cannot with the ever-rising cost. So NERSA or whoever has got to be come to the party. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'm a little bit concerned that as the recommendations stand, they're not greatly different from the recommendations that were submitted in last year's report or in the BRRR report from November, to which the department has already provided us with responses that we discussed last week. So I think we've got a problem in the phraseology and the timing. I think we need to be more clear on what we want from each of the specific points. Chair, and I mean, just to kind of echo some of our concerns, you know, Chair, if you look at point 9 from the recommendations last year, we asked for the exact same things as the Central Energy Fund. The Central Energy Fund has not delivered. So I think the recommendation needs to be worded far more strongly. I think the issue of petrostation should be its own priority or its own recommendation. And Chair, again, we discussed this last week, but I think we are well beyond the point of petrostation giving us another turnaround strategy document. The last one they presented was an 8-page slide show that was, to be fair, absolutely underwhelming and to be fair, to an absolute rubbish. The time to call for stauncher measures, Chair, from Parliament to investigate petrostation has come. And, Chair, we can either do that as a committee or we will do that as the opposition. And, frankly, I would much rather prefer we did it as a committee jointly and say that we are going to call for a parliamentary investigation into petrostation. Although, Chair, I'm very happy to do it as the opposition as well because, you know, the media likes us being antagonistic, and so we can be antagonistic on this issue. But the point is, Chair, the recommendation as it stands on petrostation does not sufficiently address the significant problem of 16.2 billion rand liability that is facing the fiscus. So, Chair, we discussed this last week, and I would say that we cannot accept the current recommendation as it stands for petrostation. We cannot accept the current recommendation as it stands for the SSF. Chair, we're not talking about addressing challenges. There is no more challenge. We've sold all our oil. You know, we're past the point of challenges. We now need to investigate who sold oil, why it was sold, who is responsible, was it a legal deal? If the deal is not illegal, how do we investigate? How do we get that oil returned? So, Chair, again, point E on SFF, frankly, just doesn't capture what needs to be captured from the committee. And again, Chair, I'd like to see us as a committee jointly call for real accountabilities from the Strategic Fuel Fund as opposed to the opposition pushing hard on this and kind of having to go to court when we can just do it through Parliament. Chair, the point on the solar water heater program as well is deeply understated. Our point 22 from last year clearly indicated that we had very strong demands in terms of the solar water heater program, in terms of reaching the objective of rolling out 1.75 million solar water heater geysers by the end of 2018-19. The department's response in this was completely inadequate. And Chair, our recommendation now is about 50 million times less intense than it was last year, and the department has actually done sweet nothing on this recommendation. So I think giving them, softening the tonality of that doesn't help us at all, and I think that needs to be beefed up as well. I'm fine with three. Chair, I think we also need to fundamentally change four. I think you raised a very pertinent issue last week when you indicated that the black hole that is growing. And Chair, we haven't actually had a report on ADAM to this committee, as far as I'm aware, in the last 3 years. We actually don't know the full extent of the problem. The committee, the department has mentioned it by and by as part of broader presentations, but the time, Chair, has come for us to have a full investigation as to the scope, the full scope of this problem, the full, the kind of the numbers black hole that exists to address this issue, and how exactly is the Department of Energy going to get us out of this problem? Because fundamentally, Chair, if we do not solve this problem, we can generate as much power as we want from the ANC's favoured nuclear power projects, but we won't be able to get it to the people if there's no reticulation system. So fundamentally, Chair, we've got to rephrase number four as well. Chair, number five is irrelevant. It should be removed. We're not here to promote advocacy on behalf of nuclear. That's not the role of Parliament. That's the role of Eskom as the potential builder. Our role here is to call for a public hearing. Our role here is to call for costing and financial and feasibility studies. Our role here, Chair, is to have the full procurement regulations identified and made public to this committee for evaluation and interpretation before the announcement of any further nuclear progress. The Minister this week announced, Chair, that she will not be challenging the court decision. However, she has indicated that she plans to resubmit the IGAs to Parliament as a matter of course, which, Chair, kind of runs in the face of the findings of the court, which clearly stated that the procurement regulations and the procurement process must be determined before any further attempts to procure nuclear are possible. So, Chair, take out number five needs to be completely redrafted and needs to be focusing on the elements that I've just mentioned. Chair, point six, we also must relate that, Chair, to something. As you are well aware now, Chair, we are in a situation where the IPP program, thanks to the nuclear judgment itself, might be rendered illegal, considering that there were issues with concurrence from NERSA. Which means, Chair, that a highly successful program of about 200 billion rand worth of investment already, plus another 200 future billion rand, is now hanging in uncertainty. The fact of the matter is, Chair, no nuclear or no procurement of any form of energy within the energy mix should be taking place without the finalization of the IRP and the IEP. Those are the planning documents of the country. If they are not completed, what the hell are you using to determine what you are procuring? So, Chair, we've got to be adamant that no further procurement of IPPs of anything in the energy mix should take place until the finalization of the IRP and the IPP. We should also be clear, Chair, that we want those documents to serve before the committee, before the cabinet process, not after the cabinet process, Chair, because we can do nothing to those documents once they've been approved, once they've been passed by cabinet. They have to come here. We have to see what's being proposed. We have to understand how the public hearings that were associated with the IRP and IP, how the documents were adjusted to reflect the public consultation. And, Chair, that must happen before, not after. Otherwise, Parliament, again, is redundant. And once again, we in opposition have to go spend money to have those documents overturned through the courts. And frankly, Chair, we are remiss as Parliament if we do not see those documents before they go to Cabinet, to question those documents and evaluate whether those documents truly reflect the public consultation process that has taken place. That is the role of Parliament. So, Chair, we need to stipulate that quite clearly in our priorities as well. Finally, Chair, I know that the last point is a bit amorphous for anyone reading the report who isn't in our cluster or sector. We might need to just look at phrasing this end state. What do we mean by that a little more clearly? Because, Chair, we use the word as if everyone understands it. I don't think everyone does. I think there's multiple different meanings, so we just need to tighten up specifically, Chair, on point number seven around what we mean by that point, because, Chair, that point has been in our recommendations since 2014. It was in 2014, 2015, 2016, now it's going to 2017. And again, Chair, the department has done absolutely nothing on this point. So we need to beef it up, we need to be clear on what we're asking for, and we definitely need to set a time frame, Chair, because we cannot, we'll be at the end of our term and still asking for this, and we have not received anything. So, Chair, those would be our comments. We'd definitely like to see the recommendations adjusted. We'd very much like to support this report, and we believe we can if we can find the correct wording in those issues that we have stated with you. And, Chair, I do believe that as a committee we must speak with one voice. We have power and authority as a committee. It's time that we exercise it, and we would like to do that within the committee, Chair, not separated from it as independent voices of the opposition. Thank you.
hand up, Robert Esteza. But Honorable Makai.
Yes, sir.
You didn't come this morning fishing for disagreement. Disagreement. Fishing for disagreement. Your voice is so strong, I can see you looking for disagreement. Honorable Esteza.
Thank you. I have to agree that a lot of the points here seems like it has been taken over from the previous year, especially point number six. And I also have to agree with colleague sitting next to me that the entire base for the nuclear build could be undermined by the impending update of the IRP. You know, and we've just brought this over again, as with some of this other point. I don't know how we operate here. This is not acceptable.
Okay. Okay. Let's try to find solutions. And so hopefully on our Makai there will be no breaking of ranks before we close the meeting. Okay. First thing. On our members, we agree, and we have had this discussion before that we have been repeating these recommendations. In our budget would suppose, you know, the BRRR. We agree with that. And part of the difficulty is that things have been moving from one point to the other, so we couldn't focus on things and get something that we are agreeing on done and finalized. So I don't think that it is helpful frustrating ourselves over what happened over the last 3 years. The thing is, can we agree? Last week when we had a discussion, we came into a consensus that we need to focus what is urgent for the committee. What is urgent and realizable so that we can set time frames and then we can ask the department to do everything possible to ensure that they can comply with the request we make to the Minister with regard to these timelines. My sense is that from the discussions that has unfolded since the second, is that there is a commitment to ensure that on the things we agree should be brought here, that those things will be brought by the department, and that there would be an explanation if things can be done. So I don't foresee a situation where things would be moving from one place and what. When moving in different directions so that we can focus. That's not my sense. That's the period in which we are. So I think that what we should do is to just be realistic about the time frames. Some of these things we already know. We have seen what the department says about them. And I'll give you a sense about, at least from the side of when we're looking at the program, what we think is feasible. If we are realistic with regard to what the department can do, I absolutely have no reason to believe that there would be an intention on the part of the leadership of this department to not to account properly to Parliament. That's not my sense, not at all. So I think that can we focus on this and call on the department to bring the things we ask for, and then we have got to test them. So we can't tell them on the basis of what happened in the last 3 years. So there are changes that we've got to effect. There are some additions Honorable Esteza has suggested, two of them. I think the two gentlemen here will help with that. I didn't quite get the first one. But let me just on the first of all, everything we're putting forward here in this report must be done during this financial year. So having said that, on recommendation one, this thing called the turnaround strategy of SEF, or the restructuring of SEF, if you like, which has a relationship with this, what I call it, a Project Apollo, but it's the thing about the restructuring of SEF. The department has indicated SEF itself, through its chair the last time they were here, did indicate that they are working on this, and that as soon as it is ready, they will bring it before the committee. The issue there is a timing issue, about when would this be completed. I've just checked. Committee secretary says that our last day could be around the 22nd of June, around that week, for this term. So when you talk about second term, so we more or less talking about a month from now. My sense is all of those things in one can be done in 1 month, actually. Remember, with regard to E, and I agree now, having now seen that it has now been raised, it has got to be put differently. Remember, with regard to E, there's an investigation report which the department said they are bringing to the committee. So that's all we're asking. So we look at the investigation report about the sale of the strategic stock, what it says, and then we can take it forward from there, including the issue of whether there's going to be consequences for those who are involved. The minister did say that it's intention to ensure that action is taken, even if it means pursuing legal action. So it is the matter of the report. The report is there, as far as I know. So it is just getting that report. And I indicated last Tuesday, that in fact, in the program, in the draft program as we have it now, the week of the Tuesday of the 30th, the Competition Commission, the Tuesday of the 30th is to receive the report on SFF, the investigation report. Secondly, is to receive what would not have been completed with regard to PetroSA. But we have insisted, no, we can't wait later until we finish some turnaround strategy. We want to hear what is your overview of their problems in PetroSA, and how you hope to resolve them, and within what time frames. And then we can go away and finalize the plan, whether it's called turnaround strategy, whatever plan we're going to be putting in place. So those two, we're expecting that on the 30th, we'll get a report on both SFF and PetroSA. So my suggestion is, with regard to all the everything under one, we can say that they put a time frame that says during this quarter, the second quarter. So for all of those, because then you will get the restructuring report on SF, on SEF, which would also cover the issues relating to B, and then the hiving off of PASA. That report is there. They already, in the report that the department gave to us, in their responses, they've already indicated that they've done this. So they are just in a period of transition between DMR and them to finalize the handing over of PASA. So that's done. The issue that's big, that seems to be problematic, is the African exploration. So that, they've got to come back to us and explain what is the status of that process. So I suggest that when it comes to timelines, we put the second quarter
of this financial effort that for all of those, for the five points there in under recommendation one. D, Honorable Makai, I want to urge that we don't change what we discussed last week. It may be tempting to proceed on your own on this matter. But remember that I did say last Tuesday that the report, the department is going to give us a report on PetroSA, which is on the 30th, as the program stands. Yes. But why do you say that? On the 30th? No. Listen, Mr. Court. The Competition Commission is on the 23rd, and... No, I know. I know what you say. Yeah. That's your problem. My problem is the Competition Commission on the 23rd, and SFF and PetroSA on the 30th. What we're still discussing is it wise to have the Competition Commission next week before the Competition Commission itself? If we come to the conclusion we want to wait for the Competition Commission, then we will simply swap the dates. So Competition Commission will go to the 30th, and then we'll bring forward SFF and PetroSA, because those two, at least in the form we want them, are ready. They can be ready here next week. So that's why I'm saying, as matters stand, they're still on the 30th, because we're still having a discussion about whether to proceed with Competition Commission next week or not. And it's a, Honorable Makai, it's a programming thing we can talk about, because it has got to do with economic development. The issues there. So, but Ina Honor was discussing with the department to see, or rather the minister, to see what they say. It appears that we can go ahead with the Competition Commission of the 23rd, but not discussing program now. All I'm saying is, latest the 30th, those two will have, it's either next week or on the 30th, depending what we now finalize on the Competition Commission. So that would be covered by the second term, by the end of the second term. What I was addressing is the issue, Honorable Makai, that we agreed on last week. We had agreed that can we wait for the department to brief us on PetroSA? And I said, if we're not satisfied, remember my word, I said, I would be no opposed to calling for an inquiry on PetroSA. That was last week when we had a discussion, and we had agreed. I thought that we had dealt with that matter. But we had said that, but can we wait for them to give us a report, which is either next Tuesday or on the 30th? It's only fair that we give them the opportunity to give us a report so that we hear what they're going to be doing with the problems we have at PetroSA. It is at that point we said we can then proceed. If we are not satisfied, proceed to call for the inquiry. I can see your hand. Let me finish. So I'm done with one. The rest of that, Mr. Kotz, I'm sure that the report on the solar water heater program is ready. That we can get. The three is fine. Four and five, we had agreed that we must change those the things as they stand. I agree seven, that at the end state, nope, if somebody who doesn't know, don't know what we're talking about there. So that whether we're talking about the end state of the electricity sector. So that needs to be in some clarified so that everybody who reads can understand what we're talking about. Six, we know in the report the department has already said that in August, yeah, that August, if I remember, my memory serves me well, that they're going, that I hope I'm
I'm not. Yeah, but they say in August there's something they say in August that they're going to be sending documents, the revised documents to cabinet. So we more or less know where that is. So that would fall within the third quarter. So we can say that that should be finalized within the third quarter. And when we discuss this with the department, the IEP and the IRP, honourable members will remember that when they came to make the presentation here and they were left to say we're conducting public hearings and so on and so on, and when we said to them, okay, we know you're going to cabinet, but before you do that, when you have consolidated everything, can you come back to us? So that covers the issue raising, honourable Makai, so we can say during the third quarter, they must, when they have done, they are done, they must come to the committee so that they can hear us out before they finalize their submission. So that third quarter would cover that, and then we can amend 7. Can we just the price, the electricity price? I like that what one of the president was saying there. I don't know what are we going to say exactly. But that issue about what are we saying there? But it's an important matter, the issue of the electricity price. So, as an energy committee, what are we saying exactly, and what can we say about that? So I think we must just find a proper formulation, and the first recommendation that we made, if we can remind you, and then so that would give us now 9 recommendations with those changes.
Chair, I'll start with the easier point, which is the IRP, IEP. I disagree with your formulation, and I disagree with your assumption as well. And I disagree because I'm basing it on page 11 of the report, where the department, in our response to asking them to present us the updated IRP, where we say, please present us the updated IRP, they tell us that they will finalize the IRP and the IEP and submit it to Cabinet. They say by Q3 of the year. But Chair, that wasn't what the request was. The request was that before it go to Cabinet, it be presented here. So my specific point is that we want the IRP and IEP, as previous to our VRRR and our previous request in terms of the budget report, that those documents be tabled in Parliament before the Cabinet process, so that we can assess what public consultation took place, because the department has promised to give us a breakdown of all public comments to account for how those comments were accommodated in the IRP, IEP, and therefore to demonstrate to us how the base case scenario has changed from what they presented us in November to what they will put to Cabinet in August. Chair, we cannot have a process that is behind closed doors, for the IRP, IEP, goes through the Cabinet process and then we can't do anything about it. We can't change it once it's gone through the Cabinet process, Chair. So I'm saying the recommendation must clearly stipulate that this committee wants to see both documents in their final form before the Cabinet process commences, and that the department explain and account for how each of the public comments received at the public hearings have been integrated into the base case scenario that will be taken to Cabinet. So if, Chair, for example, every single public participant who went to the public participation process has stated that we absolutely need nuclear, and the IRP new base case says we need nuclear in 2018, we understand, Chair, how that process happened and how it unfolded and how the department came to its conclusion before the Cabinet process. Because, Chair, if that document goes through Cabinet and the IRP base case is so different to the base case that was presented in November, where are we going to go, Chair? We're going to go back to court. So the fact is, Parliament must do its job. Parliament must have it say before the document goes to Cabinet, not after it goes to Cabinet. So, Chair, we would like to see that clearly stated. It's what's been requested before. The department has ignored us before on this issue. We want it clearly stated that it must come, be tabled here before it goes to Cabinet. Chair, and that for us is a non-negotiable and something we want to see clearly stated. Because, Chair, these two documents are the most important planning documents for electricity and energy in the country to 2050. And we should not be just allowing Cabinet to make decisions in relation to those two documents without coming to Parliament. Because, Chair, I can tell you now, the question of rationality is going to be raised in the courts again, and I can also tell you now, Chair, that if those documents don't serve before Parliament, that we will attempt to interdict any attempt by this government to restart the nuclear process without those documents serving in Parliament. So, Chair, it's in my best interest that they don't, but in the best interest of the country, it's in the best interest that those documents come before us. Chair, with regards to 1D and E...
Wait, one more time. They say, don't rush now. Because I told you that you're looking for disagreements. And if you are looking for disagreements, you'll get them today. Let me assure you up front. If you're looking for disagreements for their sake, you'll get them today. Because I have every intention that you are adopting the report today and you'll adopt it with or without you. Because you're looking for disagreements. You start by saying you disagree. You say exactly what I say. If you want to help with the formulation, help with the formulation. But don't say that we disagree. I told you, when the department was here, we said to them, you're going through public hearings before the documents served before the cabinet. They must come here. You're saying exactly what I said. I don't know what you're disagreeing with. So if you want a formulation that says, post the finalization of the public hearings that, and the, when the documents have been finalized, both the documents that I refer to, they have been finalized, that they should be brought here to the committee before they serve before Parliament, before Cabinet. We must say so. It's a formulation issue, but I said exactly the same thing as you. So please, let's not look for disagreements now, because we're not going to make progress.
If I may, I'm not searching for a disagreement. I'm clearly just referring back to the report on page 11, Chair, where we have, as a committee, asked for that to be tabled before us before, and the department has refused to do so. I'm therefore asking that the formulation that we choose merely recognises that fact to make sure that the department can't give us the same response in a future response to the budget report. So I'm not starting a fight with you, Chair. I'm just incredibly frustrated by the department's inability to respond to direct requests from the committee. So I agree with you. If it's a formulation issue and you're happy with that formulation, Chair, I'm very happy for us to go that these present the third quarter 2017-18 before the cabinet process is completed. If that is the agreement, then we are in agreement and I support you wholeheartedly.
Okay. That's okay. Can we finalize that before? There are two things. Third quarter before cabinet, right? So if we get the formulation right there, so let's finalize that. You are going to the next thing. We'll come back to just to look at the formulation.
Chair, I have some difficulty on D and E, and I know that your position is always one to seek consensus, but I'm struggling again, Chair, with the frustration that we have faced with these two specific entities, Chair, specifically PetroSay. Now, if we recall, Chair, Project Apollo was supposed to be a turnaround strategy. They promised us on several occasions that they would present Project Apollo to us once it was finalized. Project Apollo has now disappeared. I've asked questions in this committee on multiple occasions. Where is Project Apollo? What were the recommendations? Why are those recommendations not being implemented? Chair, we then gave PetroSay the opportunity again in February to present to us a turnaround strategy. And you yourself, Chair, agreed that the 8-page slide presentation that they put together was grossly inadequate to, one, identify the challenges faced, two, recognize the depth of the problem, three, give us an actual turnaround strategy that we could assess for validity, and Chair, we actually told them to come back and try again. So Chair, on the basis of that, I feel that we've given them multiple opportunities in the last financial year, even up to February this year, to produce that exact recommendation. On multiple occasions, Chair, they have willingly not done that. So Chair, this is why I would say that formulation is, I get they'll be here in 2 weeks, Chair, but what stops them from presenting the exact same nonsense they've presented every other single time they've come before us? And I get that you are trying to find a consensus position, and I understand your own political pressures to reach certain outcomes. But Chair, we must be more forceful on this regard to say that PetroSay, if they fail to provide a proper turnaround strategy within this quarter, will be subject to a parliamentary inquiry or a parliamentary hearing. Let's put a bit of a torch under their backsides, Chair. I don't think it's unfair of us to say Failure to present an adequate turnaround strategy within quarter two of this financial year will result in the committee taking further action to ensure the sustainability of PetroSat. And I think that's a wording, Chair, that doesn't leave you compromised, that doesn't leave us compromised, but it does indicate quite clearly that the committee will no longer take nonsense from PetroSat. Chair, the last time we were here, the PetroSat chairman was lecturing me on not being nice to his people. They've lost us 16.2 billion rand, and he felt that the need to comment on members of this committee is not being nice. I mean, Chair, the absolute nonsense at this company. Let us not forget, the CEF board itself, chairman, has asked for the board to resign. This is a company in massive trouble, Chair, and I'm sorry, but the way it deals it is formulated, Chair, it makes us seem toothless and not committed to holding them to account.
Okay, let's get down to formulation. I want to ask a direct question. First, I'm not comfortable, and I want to hear what the honourable members say. I don't think that we should hastily call for a parliamentary inquiry now at this stage. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. Because we are assuming now that the department, especially the leadership of the department we're dealing with, is not interested in resolving these problems. So I don't think we should do that. I have no problem, and I want to test that formulation that if within this quarter that they don't present us with a satisfactory report, that the committee will consider what word did you use? I'm saying let's find a formulation that we will take action, we'll consider taking action, but let's not pronounce on a parliamentary inquiry at this stage. I think it's the wrong thing to do. We haven't allowed in particular the new minister to present yet so that we can assess their seriousness in addressing the issues that we know are there. So I think to rush into an inquiry is a wrong thing to do. So, Honourable Makai, please don't take us there because we will not find agreement on that. So if we find a formulation that we will take action by the end of the financial year they don't give, or not rather, by the end of the second term they don't give us a satisfactory report, yes, that I'm sure we can do. So, honourable members, I want to check what you think about that. Honourable Estese.
Yes, thank you for finally recognising. Chair, on the IRP and all that, you know, separation of powers was adopted by Parliament, and they have stated that policy formulation and things will take place in committees. And this is exactly what the IRP has lacked of and should be also be accountable for. But just back to PetroSA that I mentioned in the beginning and that we just all spoke about, I really feel very strongly about that they held accountable. They really stole from taxpayers, in my opinion. And I would say, or add on here, that accountability to this department from entities on fruitless and wasteful expenditure, one. And then, Chair, also, Eskom real-term debt went up from 50 billion to 200 billion rand, Chair, without creating so much more electricity, zero electricity. So, also, my other point is consolidation and strengthening of internal systems to curb spending be implemented. Chair, and if I could be please excuse them now after this to go to Triton English.
You want to go right away? I just want to see that the 2 points you made are covered properly. Did you get that?
committee and present it. Yeah, the problem is actually with the material. Yeah, I think that's the key. Yeah. Oh, the dean. With the dean, there was a proviso there, which one of our members don't want to comment on. That. See the idea, right? Look, let's be clear. Let's be clear. The only thing open for us is to call for an inquiry. All I'm saying is, let's wait for the presentation. We have a discussion. When the presentation is received, we are unhappy. We will call for an inquiry. So what we're saying here, at least we're clear ourselves here as members, that's what we mean. So that we'll consider further action. So, or what we call appropriate further appropriate measures, investigate further measures that the committee would take. By that we mean that we will call for an inquiry at that point. So we've finding a formulation that covers that. But the intention is clear that because it's not right to try and do it now when we haven't received a report, especially recognizing that the new minister said they would bring the report here. Let them bring the report. If we're not happy, we can call for the inquiry. So let's find a formulation that makes it clear. That's in fact our intention. Just avoiding us calling for an inquiry at this point or make mention of that. So we can use the words that Honorable Makai is using. Honorable Mabunda.
Thanks, Chair. I'm just struggling to grasp with the discussion that we are at right now, because like you clearly indicated that the committee is not against the inquiry. But the only thing is that after maybe the cabinet has presented through the minister about the recommendation of Petro-SC, is then that we can ask for the inquiry. But I'm not sure, Chair, you will assist me here as to whether committee has got that powers, you know, to investigate. If I'm wrong, then you will assist me. And one other issue, Chair, is that in the last committee meeting, you requested all of us to submit our own recommendations, after we shall have gone through the document, to say these are our recommendations, whether in as a collective or as individual members of different political parties that participate in this portfolio committee. I didn't expect, Chair, that in this meeting we will come up with the counter recommendations. Meanwhile, we didn't submit as per request. So, and I think that makes us to jive one place without moving. Because as and when we debate, new issues crept in, and we continuously want to get questions, I mean answers for the questions that just came out. Meanwhile, we didn't, perhaps if I may say, do our work as expected. So this is the predicament I find myself in, Chairperson. Thanks.
No, I'm with you, Mabunda. So that's why we'll not say investigate. You see now in the wording that they're putting up, we're not saying investigate. So we are at one with regard to what the intentions are. We're just trying to find a formulation. All around Makai is arguing, no, don't give something that's open-ended, because what if the department comes here and gives us something that's inadequate, what are we going to do? So we're trying to clarify our intentions. If that happens, then we'll consider the issue of the inquiry and most probably decide that we'll call for an inquiry. So we have agreed. We agree with that. The intentions are clear. The thing that's unfair, Honourable Mabunda, that's what I'm addressing is, on the 2nd of May, the minister came to the committee, dealt with a whole range of things, including Petrus A. She was very clear that she's extremely unhappy with what has happened at Petrus A and that she was going to take action. It will be very wrong of us. I think it will be unfair. Just instead of giving her a chance to present what their intentions are, and then we proceed to say that we're calling for an inquiry based on our frustrations of the past that have nothing to do with the current minister. We can't do that. That's all I'm trying to address. So at the beginning I said that I'm quite certain that when we discuss Patriots, we will realize that we are on the same page with regard to addressing the problems there. So, and hopefully moving forward, we will work together to ensure that we can address the problems. I don't think there's anyone who has no intention of addressing the problems there. The minister was clear when she spoke to us that she's extremely unhappy about what's going on there. So let's not create unnecessary things between the committee and the department, because you know what happens. When that starts, we can think that, oh, well, we think we have our own, you know, as the legislature, so, and then we run into difficulties. We spend lots of time trying to deal with tensions instead of dealing with real issues. So let's just give the minister and the team to come to us, and then we will see. So even that failure there, because then they say, when they read on here, but why are they threatening us now? So we've got to strike a balance between what we intend, but at the same time encourage the department to do the things they ought to do. Okay, so we're not disagreeing. I think there's no disagreement, but let's find a formulation that helps us as the committee to do our work effectively. So can we close one? With those changes there. If there's some wording, still thinking about some wording, we can still do that. But we said there's no problem with two, with three. Four. okay, there are perhaps
what has been raised was right. Mr. Kotze, so when we say consolidate and strengthen, Adam, which Adam? Where is it? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, now we have changed that.
They have
approached you that they will replace it with electricity distribution. Because Adam is not the issue, it's the electricity distribution.
Yeah. But what, don't we want a report actually on the state of the electricity distribution system? You know, in the report, in one of the reports, ne, that in those responses, in their responses, they say, in fact, it is last year's, they say that we have done an assessment. It is now no longer 70 billion, it is 80 billion, but we don't know, we haven't seen the assessment that was done. So why don't we call for a report on the yeah, so that they can then give us a report. Whether they want to give us a report on ADA, but they must give us a report on the assessment that they did. Remember they said, it says in those responses, they looked at municipalities, the infrastructure of ESCOM and that of the municipalities, and their calculation is now at 80 billion rand. So can we ask for a report on the status of the electricity distribution system and its cost of refurbishment and the program of the department to address that. So that we log that, we get a report which will tell us this is the situation with this and these are the costs and this is our program to tackle it. So I'm sure the department is quite happy to do that. If they haven't finished all of that, they said there's an assessment, if they haven't finished that, but at least they can bring a report to us that gives us a sense about what's the status of the network. So that's on that thing called, so that's not, I don't know if you must still call that thing Adam. You know that that 5, which is now your new 6, has got to change completely from what we've been saying. Yeah. What time is it? Honorable Matala, I thought you'd be busy with your speech now. I'm saying is that I had hoped that we would have finished at 11.
Give me enough time to prepare the speech. The problem that I'm facing is that I must assist some of them.
Yeah.
Fine tuning their.
As an elder, I understand. Okay, let us not, okay, 6 is, the IEP, IRP is not a problem, we dealt with that. The end state, should we remove the end state? But what are we going to say?
What is the end state?
You know, oh, okay. It is the final makeup of the electricity sector. So that's what we've been calling end state in the discussion. So, but how do you want the electricity sector to look like? And I'm sure people were also talking about the big questions of ownership. So I think
Yeah, somebody called it end state. So, Honorable Makai can want to remove it. It's a former shadow minister who came with this end state thing that we don't know what it is.
Chair, we definitely don't want to see the removal of it. It's just that is the most amorphous way we could ever discuss things like ISMO and the system market operator, which I know will be discussed at your party policy conference in coming up. I've seen the document submitted. So, Chair, I think the addition of the electricity, it should be electricity supply industry, ESI. And then I think that is sufficient because it needs to remain on our agenda. Hopefully our comrades will have some resolution after the policy conference and we can move ahead with it following that task. But I think it needs
Have you read the draft?
I have read the draft, Chair.
You have?
I'm surprised. It's surprisingly
progressive. If you have read the draft, I think we must change it to the policy conference.
It's surprisingly progressive, Chair. I'm very surprised.
We can't have something that the DA agrees with. It means it's wrong.
Maybe the top of the...
Okay, that's a... But we all know what we're talking about then. Just that this is the word that, the favored word that was being, that has been used in the past. So let's just recap with regard to 7. In fact, in one of the recommendations, I think it's the BRRR, what we had said is that when the department has finalized the IEP, the IRP, they must come back to the committee. It was not finalization of IEP and IRP. It was something else now. Said when they are done with that, they must come back to us because we want to have a discussion on the electricity and sector and state. And the issue really are those issues Honorable Makai was talking about. So, because when those were wanted to see, so how is the electricity supply industry going to look like? So, it shouldn't be saying that about some party's policy conference, but that was the intention, that we'll come back to the issue that we had parked in the past that we couldn't find agreement on, that as soon as there's some clarity on where the IEP and IRP is going, then we'll come back to that, because that will then lead to reconsidering legislation that should be passed by Parliament. So that was really the idea. And at the time, we agreed to put it in the report. We said, we agreed it must be in the report, it must come back. It doesn't mean we're going to agree later when we have a debate. Always saying that, let's have that debate, let's let the debate come back, let's have the discussion. So if we find consensus at that point, it would be great. But as it correctly says, the members would know here, it is in the discussion that they would happen later on. So that should be fine with us. But we will come back. We can come back because the critical thing is, can we finalize IRP? Can we finalize IEP? And then we can discuss the thing of the electricity supply. Okay, I hope that simplifies that. So, in a nutshell, or in simple, Honorable, what that's Omafa's what the Makai calls an Omafa's old 7 is, we're going to have a debate on, are we bringing back the discussion on the ISP? That's essentially the thing. So from the side of the ANC, we say that of course you can't say that we can't bring this back for a discussion. Bring it back for a discussion. Whether we're going to agree at that point is something else. But let's discuss it, because now that IRP has opened this up, let's have the discussion. So I'm sure from your party side you'll say that let it come back and then we'll discuss it then. So that's a progressive thing to do. Yeah, but I'm worried the Honorable this Tazen has left now and was saying lots of things there. The first one I was not sure what he was saying until he caught me on the electricity price, which is I don't know if he belongs here, but that's a complex matter which I don't know what he's going to do with it. And the only reason I'm interested in the electricity price is because, you know, this chicken and egg thing. So Eskom tells us, no, we have supplied 4,000. And then say, oh, okay. If we have supplied 4,000, then why is the economy not growing? People say, no, we have supplied 4,000 because we have suppressed demand. Now, but you have 4,000 a day, it is. So can't you use it? And I've heard people now say, hey, there's an issue about price of electricity. You can have surplus electricity, but at the prices at which we are, you are not going to be able to stimulate growth. So when he talked about price, I found it quite interesting, because there's a discussion you must have there, because Honorable Mbuya, you see there's no, Eskom says that they have had load shedding and now they say they have 4,000 megawatt surplus. So it's just sitting there, it's not being used. So what's the point? Because we want the megawatts so that we can connect our households, one. Want megawatts so that we can drive growth. But the economy is not growing, but there's 4,000 megawatts sitting there. Why? And at the time when there was no economic growth, it was one of the main reasons was electricity constraint. But the electricity is there now. And why is the economy not growing? So it is that issue that perhaps doesn't belong here, but I must say that troubles me a lot about what people call the constraint is the price of electricity. The researcher will tell us if that's the case at another time. I was doubting if this can come. It's an important issue it's raising, but I doubted if it is part of this report really, that issue that is raising. Okay, that thing about accountability, but it's the same thing that we're fighting over there on our we're fighting about the same thing.
No,
I don't, okay. He's going to fight before us, but there's nothing to put there. I think let's take that out. I don't see how, I can't find formulation that helps us deal with that. Honorable McCray.
Yeah,
I was going to agree with you. I mean, accountability from entities, I mean, that's essentially, I mean, what we do as Parliament. It's kind of a statement of, you know, wrong. Chair, what I do want to raise this issue is I'm still not happy with the formulation of five. I don't see why we're encouraging the department to develop advocacy campaigns specifically for nuclear and not other forms of energy within the energy mix. All forms of energy are poorly understood within South Africa. The same could be said for solar, wind, pump storage, hydro, etc., etc. So unless we are wanting to develop advocacy campaigns for all energy in the energy mix to communicate the IRP, that's one issue. But Chair, I'm not supportive of a specific recommendation instructing the department to somehow now focus on advocacy for nuclear, even though you might recognise from their budget line item they actually have quite an extensive budget for advocacy campaigns anyway. So it's already being done, one. Two, I'm not quite sure why we do it and not for one form of energy, not for other. So I would be more comfortable if we took it out, Chair. Chair, just revisiting E. Chair, the question there is the legality. Is this question of legality of the sale? And it's not to, it's not a challenge, Chair. It's number one E. I mean, referring to the minister herself is on the record of saying the sale was illegal. So that is not a challenge, Chair. That is that's an illegal process, which needs the committee to recall for that illegal process be investigated and that the department determine how it makes it legal, i.e. how it overturns the decision. So I'm happy with the submit and present the report to the committee on the strategic sale of the fuel stock. But Chair, we must be clear that we expect the department to do more than hand over a report and explain to us how exactly they are going to reverse an illegal sale. Because, Chair, as far as I'm aware, if something is illegal in terms of sale, in terms of the Constitution, and in terms of the PMFA, it is illegal. Therefore, it is invalid. Therefore, we want our oil back. And therefore, the department should be getting our oil back. So I just feel like I'm not too... And I see what you... around your words on the petrol station. I'm not trying to reopen that debate. But I do feel, Chair, that we need to be clear that we've now gotten to the point after the minister's statement that we're beyond the challenge issue. We're now at the legality issue. So how does the department plan to address the illegality of the sale? That is what we want to know from them at the next time they visit, is really that's what we want to know. If the sale is illegal, what steps is the department taking to act against those who made it illegal, one, and two, what is the status of our oil if it's an illegal sale? As far as I'm aware, Chair, it means that it's still our oil. We just have to get it back. Three, will we be suing those individuals in the closed tender? Those are the things that we need in that report, Chair. So I'm just saying we need to maybe put in a word that indicates to the department specifically what we're wanting as opposed to just a copy of the AG's report. Because, Chair, they've sat on that report since November. We want to know they've been sitting on it for 7 months. What action are they going to be taking in response to the AG's report?
Are you discussing E?
I'm discussing E, Chair. The report they're going to present to us is the AG's report. The DG confirmed in November when we did the BRRR that he had sight of the report, he had the report, and that the report would be made available. They've had sight of the report for 7 months, Chair, which means that they must be doing something with it. So they can't just present us a report that tells us the sale stock was illegal. We want to know what they're doing to sort the problem out, Chair. That's what I'm trying to say. It needs to be a solution-focused point as opposed to historic reporting of a fact we now know for certain from the 2nd of May. We know that they're going to tell us again, oh, this was an illegal sale. It doesn't help us, Chair. It doesn't solve the problem.
Okay, then. We don't have to. Why now we're opening that part? We don't have to. Can we come and fight over the nuclear? Because I don't understand why we want it out. Because we always had this in our reports. So please, let's come. That's the main fight we must have is on nuclear. Let's come back. I want us to have a fight there because we're going to have a recommendation on nuclear. Can find a formulation. This thing that you now say must take it out. When we have agreed, we're going to have a public hearings and so on. It's not right. That issue you put in the horse before the cart before the horse. I don't know what's being put first. Why are you doing that, Honorable Makai? Let me, because you are assuming things. Let me tell you, the report is coming. 23rd or 30th. We'll finalize. The report is coming. I don't know. You're saying that the report would have been tampered with or something. I don't know. I'd assume that we're going to get exactly the same report, not the department's report, that they're presenting a report, that they're presenting that exact report to the committee
All they're doing is simply to present it. They're not bringing a summarized version of theirs to the committee. They're giving us that same exact report. So we'll look at the report, and let's not assume things now. The report says a whole lot of things. So let's see what options are in the report, and then let's discuss them at the time when they are presented to us. And then let the committee make a decision at that point. The issue that we must be worried about is that we get the same report here on the 23rd or on the 30th. I've heard the minister say that they'll bring the report here. So let's get the report. So I don't think that the report is going to be sent to us the same words. That was the same, and it was in the rotation, and that's all. One of the things they've been struggling with was that with regard to time frames of bringing the report here, was that we can bring the report, but we would not have done enough with regard to what is in the recommendations of the report. So we'll see the report, and they'll tell us what they're doing with each of the recommendations. The report will be here. So let's not do this now in the recommendations here. They'll bring the report. We will see what recommendations were made in the report. We'll go to each one of them and ask them what are they doing with each of those recommendations. And then at that point, Honorable Makar, you can pursue the issue of what are you going to do with the people who have left. Are you taking legal action? Have you sought legal opinion to take action against those people? Where is the stock? Is it ours or not? Because now you're making a very big assumption about the fact that the stock is ours. There's no such a thing. There's no legal opinion that says that. You can read the contract there. So nobody has shown us the contract to ascertain that the stock is ours. So let's not make that assumption. The report will tell us if the stock is ours or not. And then at that point, let's have the discussion. And if the stock is not ours, what are we going to do to ensure that we comply with the policy of the country with regard to security of supply, with regard to strategic stock? Let's have the discussion at that point. Let's not preempt the discussion now. So there's no need really on that point to have a fight there. Let's call for the report to come here. I'm certain the report is coming. Let's discuss it when it gets here. So let's fight over nuclear. I don't understand.
Chair, you're a very patient man, and I always admire that about you. You're incredibly patient. But Chair, I must just express concern that you're perhaps on this issue a little bit too patient, because you tell me not to make assumptions on the nature of the report that is coming, but you have gone yourself and made assumptions on the nature of the report that is coming, promising this committee that the report will have the following in it, and when it comes we can discuss it.
Nine out of ten times,
the committee, that when the department comes, they present us absolute nonsense, Chair, and all we end up doing is sending them back, and we get no information. So, Chair, you are a patient man, and I will take your guidance on this matter. But when they arrive on the 23rd or 30th of May, and that report is insufficient...
Send them away.
And not send them away, Chair. Then I want us to go directly into direct questions, where we question them one-on-one until we get those answers, because they know the answers. Even if it's not in the report in front of them, they know the answers, Chair. Because the DG had this report since last year. Peter van Dalen asked the DG to his face during the BRRR process, is the oil ours? Was it a sale? The DG's on record, Chair, as saying it was not a sale, it's a rotation. So the DG has misinformed this committee deliberately. And now he's coming back 7 months later with a different story, and you still want to give him the benefit of the doubt, Chair.
No,
deep concerns around, Chair, if that report comes, what recourse do you give us as a committee?
Said so.
We
can go back to say the DG on such... You remember on the 2nd, you challenge them, but you are wrong to challenge the minister. You can challenge the others. You can say, DM, we were here, you didn't say this. DG, you were here, but when this was said. I am only speaking on the basis of what the minister said on the 2nd. So the report will come. So you can't say I'm making assumptions about the report. You don't know if I've
seen it. But, Chair, which report? Is it the AG's report? Is it the department's report? Is it what report? The minister never explained what report. She said a report. When I asked you specifically in question time, is it the AG's report, you didn't answer the question. Do you know which report is coming? So what I'm asking for in the recommendation that we specifically state what report we want, i.e. we want the full copy of the AG's report, Chair. The full unabridged version with the recommendations that we can interrogate it. So, Chair, I'm happy to leave the recommendation as it is, but come the 23rd of May or the 30th of May, when they don't give us that report, which they won't because they never do, I'm going to ask you again, Chair, what recourse do we as a committee then have to get them to do what they say they're going to do?
But you are second-guessing the minister.
But, Chair, I'm second-guessing them based on 3 years' worth of experience, Chair, where they've done that every single time.
That's not true.
Chair, come on.
The minister was here this weekend. Tell me on which first occasion did she do that?
Chair, I'm not the new minister, we can leave aside. I'm talking about the full and the whole department, down from the DM.
I'm talking about the minister. She's the one who said they would bring the reports here.
But which report, Chair?
The investigation report on the same of stock.
Minister indicated.
Chair, are you aware of how many reports have been done on the investigation? As far as I'm aware, there are three. So which of the three are we going? Are we getting all three? We're getting the AG's report, the department's report, plus the CEF report. Because all three institutions did their investigation. So which report is coming? Which one are they going to present to us? The one that is the least damaging to the department, Chair? So I'm asking you in the recommendation, if you're saying present the report, stipulate which reports we want. Otherwise, they can submit us any report, Chair. They can submit us an abridged, summarized version, because then they've done what we've asked them. We haven't been specific. So I know of three reports that have been done. Are they presenting all three? Have they even ever told us on the record that they've done three? They haven't, Chair. So how do we hold them to account on a report when we, one, they've never told us how many reports they've done, who's issued the reports, when the reports are ready, and what version of the report they're giving us. And Chair, I raise this issue because this is exactly what was done with the nuclear issues. So I know I'm being a pain in the backside, and I do apologise, but Chair, we have to be specific. Otherwise, we fail in our oversight ability, and the department can take us again by the nose and lead us around this whatever. And you said last week, Chair, let us not be when our children ask us, oh, where were you when this happened? Were you guys asleep? Because, Chair, right now we're asleep.
Yeah, we're quite awake.
I am, but Chair, I'm very concerned because I understand your patience, I understand your consensus approach, and I support those fully. But, Chair, the department after 3 years might have a new minister, but everyone else in that department has misled us time and time again because we've been willingly misled by them.
I'll see how you do. There's no point fighting amongst ourselves here in the committee. They will be here. If we establish the misleading, take each one of them out for misleading the committee. Can you please, what's our issue on nuclear? You don't want us to discuss nuclear.
Chair, the court will determine nuclear. That process will be fairly clear. No more issues. I'm more worried about seeking for 2 billion rand and the sale of our strategic food stock.
What's the problem with what are you saying about nuclear?
Chair, the court will determine what the process needs to look like.
Yeah.
The minister is going to have a very difficult time deviating from that. If she deviates from that in any way, shape, or form, anyone with an interest in the deal can seek an interdiction order against it.
Yeah.
So the minister's hands are tied on those issues, and the court has done it, not Parliament. Because we got led around the nose on nuclear the last time. Like we're now being done with Petros and SSF.
No, we won't. Okay, I'm just interested in nuclear now. We had agreed that we need public hearings on nuclear. Now, I don't understand why you want us to remove the recommendation.
No, five up until the part that I was after green highlighting. Why do we need to develop advocacy campaign?
I'm not interested in the advocacy campaign.
That can be deleted, that's what I'm saying. I'm not interested in that.
I'm interested in a recommendation that says we're going to have an open discussion on nuclear here in Parliament so that provides a framework for us to have public hearings. Yeah, we can do that on our own, we can call that on our own, but because the minister herself has committed to that, that's the only reason we want to put that recommendation there. So, and it doesn't say, not a recommendation that says white
before the meeting, said, let's have a conversation. She did say on the second that can't we have a conversation? She doesn't understand why we are disagreeing on something that we shouldn't be able to find consensus. It's my view too that if we have a discussion, we'll find consensus on what to do. That's the only interest we have. Let's have the discussion.
Chair, there's a distinction between advocacy.
Honorable Chair.
But there's
Chair.
Advocacy here.
Chair.
Isn't we agreeing that let's leave the advocacy programs?
If we can delete that, I'm happy, Chair.
Yeah, but because advocacy programs is the thing that we know that the department can do. We're now dealing with the issues that relate with our work, with our oversight work. So that's the only thing we want to put there. Oh, sorry, Honorable Fagu.
Thank you, Chair. My apologies for coming late. I hope that you got my apology.
Mm-hmm.
Comrade, you? Sorry,
yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Comrade is the correct way.
Honorable Chair, I still think the department needs to do the advocacy campaign for the people, for the public out there. Doing the advocacy doesn't mean we're saying, because it's the policy of the government, we cannot run away. So people need to know what is happening. So it will never be wrong. We don't say by advocacy doesn't mean we're going to go on a full out, on a full blown program of nuclear. It will depend on the country's affordability. So it doesn't mean advocacy meaning you just demystifying. So what is wrong with that? Any program of government, it will never be wrong to do an advocacy program. So I'm saying we still need it because many people, they want to know about nuclear. They don't know what is happening. So we can't say it must be removed. It's something that is needed. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Honorable Makai, you have put so much in these things here. So you can't insist on the suggestion by Honorable Fakuna. Because I don't understand what the issue is. You know from the beginning, because you do the same mistake you think the others are doing. Because you don't agree with nuclear, or you have issues with nuclear, you think that let's suppress the discussion, let's not have a discussion about this, let's not tell people about this. And then because you think others, oh, no, the others no, don't want to have this discussion because they want to do it in a manner that is not transparent. So, but let's not fall into the trap. All we say, can we have a full, open discussion about nuclear? And that's for our purpose here. But for the public there who do not understand what this nuclear that government is talking about there in parliament is about, there's a need that Honorable Fagu is saying should be done. So I have no issue with that. So can we leave that in? But my focus was, can we have a recommendation that enables us to ensure that we can do and can have a discussion on nuclear here? Because it's not helpful to try and stop the discussion. And we know the court has spoken on this matter. So it has got to be done in line with what the judgment says.
If I might suggest a formulation, I have no issue with talking about nuclear. I think we need to talk about nuclear. I have an issue when you want to take one part of the energy mix and create an advocacy campaign. An advocacy campaign means about explaining something and promoting something.
Yes.
So that's what you're doing. Now, last I checked, Chair, and the IPPs were also the policy of your government, restated by your finance minister last week. And yet, Chair, we've actually had coal workers strike against IPPs because of the failure of understanding around the nature of IPPs and the impact on the electricity sector and the impact on their livelihoods. So, Chair, all I'm saying is if you want to do advocacy, I have no issue with doing advocacy. I'm saying from the IRP, we will put together an energy mix. On the basis of the energy mix proposed in the IRP, we should do advocacy. That advocacy should be based on energy planning and policy, Chair. I'm saying that you can't take one element of the energy mix and favour it with an advocacy campaign over all others because, Chair, then we're not being seen to be fair and consistent. IPPs are also part of the programme of government. IPPs also need advocacy and we could do the exact same thing. So I'm saying, Chair, I'm very happy to leave your point five as it is and then as a separate point say develop advocacy campaigns and engagement discussions focusing on the broad energy mix including nuclear and IPPs. Simple.
Thank you,
then we're talking about making sure there's advocacy on all issues in a fair and transparent way that reflects government policy.
There's no IPP there. Next time we talk about LPPs, we can talk about
that. It's the same thing.
We can talk about advocacy. We can add advocacy on the line that deals with IP and IRP. No problem. We can
I'm happy with that.
Yes. But what you must understand is you are from the Democratic Alliance, so you must be a Democrat. You can't say, the Honorable Fako said this thing is important. The whole meeting, we have been debating with you, essentially, Honorable Makai, on the things you feel strong about. So it can't be right that Honorable Fako said this thing is important, let's leave it in and think, no, it shouldn't be done.
Hadn't I think much, I have to just expand it so it covers everything, the rest of government policy.
Okay, but all I'm saying is that, no, but that's confusing the thing. We can do that. We can do that. What is the thing under the IP and IRP then? We should cover that. I'm saying if we're dealing with IPPs here, then we do that. Now you want with the centers. Why do you say the rest of the energy mix when we're dealing with just nuclear in that sentence? I don't understand why you're insisting on this.
I don't understand why you're prioritizing advocacy for nuclear.
Because we're dealing with nuclear. Because it's a problem with nuclear. It's as simple as that. There's a problem with nuclear in the country.
Someone has to read this document as a standalone document. It will say that we as the committee are preferencing nuclear advocacy.
Sure.
And we are
I see what you're saying from your side that this seems to be promoting nuclear. But you know it's not, right? But read it.
I am reading it, Chief. I'm also aware that people read this document when we're not around and they will make assumptions based on that sentence. So Chief, if for example this goes back to court and that sentence is in there, the court will look at this and go, this sentence clearly favors nuclear advocacy as a policy of government.
Yeah, and the court never said that.
The court never said we shouldn't favor nuclear.
It never said so. It said the process that was followed was wrong. So we accept
that. My point, I'm saying in general, if you leave the sentence to stand like that, it seems that we as the committee are favoring that form of action.
Honorable McCarthy, I said that we should then put in the IRP, the IRP sentence there that there should be advocacy to promote all the other sources of energy. We can do that there, in that sentence, but don't confuse this sentence, because Honorable Fagwe, we should take it out, she says we should keep it in. I don't think we want us to fight over this thing. The last point you are on.
If I heard him correctly, Chair, he amended his recommendation. He said we can leave it like that, nuclear like that, stand alone. On another sentence, put energy mix, because we are for energy mix, by the way. There's nothing wrong with that. I think let's allow to add another additional sentence to accommodate him.
But I'm saying we must do that under the... We add them.
Separate
one to do what he says we should do so that we say that there's advocacy for all other forms of energy. So let's do that. It's okay. It shouldn't be a problem. We'll do that. That at the point at which when we finalize the IIP and the IRP, we said that there should be advocacy programs to... what do you do? You don't even say promote. Or advocacy campaigns focusing on the other forms of energy.
Continue to.
We'll find a formulation that deals with that
on
our card. So that if someone was to read this
and
then they read that later on, they can see that all they agreed energy sources, we say that there must be advocacy programs, so it's not just on that source. And in any event, Honorable Makai, don't win battles by the back door. We're going to have a big debate on nuclear. If something goes wrong, people are going to go to court again. It's got to be done right. it will be foolish for anyone to go to commit a mistake again on this thing, because it will end up in court. So let's have a discussion. Everyone is now clear. It's got to be done properly. Firstly, from our side, not legal obligations and they comply with that. From our side, it's the issue of public participation, public awareness. Let's have a discussion here and hear our people out. That we want. But there's no way that government is going ahead to do something that's wrong, that's inconsistent with the court judgment on that thing, because people will rush to court. It would be foolish to do that. So I don't think we must fight those battles now in this report. So it's 12:15. Aren't you preparing for the EPC in the afternoon?
Chair, my job in Parliament is oversight on energy, not anything else. So I'm very happy to use my full attention to focus on this as we are today.
And I want to point, of course, that is in chair. Now that it's going to pass 12, the agenda says we must adjourn this meeting by 12:30, which we must do. We can't go beyond 12:30. We must do it like the agenda is saying. If the Honourable Makai wants some discussions relating issues that is raising, that little word, he must arrange a meeting with you outside this meeting so that you continue with your discussions and convince each other not to have 2x2 meetings in this one, Chair.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Chair. Can you adjourn the meeting? Thank you.
No, I'll arrange a meeting of the record.
Yeah.
No, not on the record. I'll arrange a meeting between the DA and the ANC.
No, let's go to our police conference before we are addressing
even
some detailed report. The police conference of the African National Congress of South Africa. Thank you. Your workshop is please.
Don't come to the plenary day on Friday and fight on Friday.
Honourable Makai, don't come to the plenary on the record. Don't come to the plenary on Friday and fight with us when you are so nice here in this committee.
You know, just on the record, Chair, I've supported a budget report and a BRRR report twice on this committee, and both of those times my party gave it to me in the neck because, Chair, I believe consensus decision-making is the best approach to government. But, Chair,
they did what?
They were unhappy. They were unhappy that I was choosing that we support the
I was surprised, especially the last time, when there was a big...
But, Chair, in those instances, we really did come to consensus on critical issues, and today we have failed to reach consensus on critical issues.
No, so but which are on our Makai.
No, Chair, I understand you have attempted your best to help us reach certain things, but, Chair, there are two or three points there that we will find very difficult to support.
No.
You know, you have faith in the new minister that I don't have in the minister. You have faith in the department that I definitely do not have in the department, Chair. And
but
therefore,
us to resolve the issues now that we can't resolve. We're going to get reports. At the point of getting those reports, we'll make decisions. I don't understand why we want us to bind ourselves now on things we can't do.
Because we've received reports and we've never taken any action because we don't get the full information.
And you believe that you're not going to take action in the future?
Chair, nothing that has taken place in this committee in the last 3 years seems to suggest that we will. Based on past experience.
Now the problem is that you don't trust this committee anymore.
No, I trust the committee, Chair. I don't trust the department.
You can't
or the minister.
This to us now.
Yeah? I'm full support of this committee, Chair. I'm happy to adjourn, Chair. My colleague and I, Tandeka, have to take this back to caucus anyway for discussion.
Where's your colleague?
My colleague is there.
No. Why do you say hi, Mo, now? I saw you. No! She was there early. We had a discussion earlier on. I'm just, it's those questions I ask when things are like this. Okay. Honorable Makai. if we were able to support the report last time, I don't understand why I can't do support. I was pleasantly surprised, actually, that you supported the report. So I was looking at your benches there. Why do students say you support? But you were right. There was nothing controversial there. What is controversial? Advocacy. Oh, I see what you say. Okay. Honourable members, do you agree that Honourable Makai can take this to caucus? Can I have a mover and seconder? So, but you don't want the fight, Honourable Makai.
Reserve our right of chair to you.
Don't reserve. What right are you reserving? You're taking the matter to a caucus. It's fine. So we adopting the report. No, that's breaking ranks. That's breaking ranks. You want to break ranks? We form a quorum. If we break ranks, we can start afresh. We will remove all your amendments and go back to where we were.
Because throughout
this morning, we have been just debating kind to you. We have been debating with you to ensure that we accommodate the things you say. Many of them we agree with. But now to say at the end of it, to say that the committee doesn't agree. So why did we have to go through all this pain?
Chair, I don't dictate to you how your caucus functions. Our caucus functions on the basis that all decisions on EPCs
are taken.
I'm saying
you're taking the matter to the caucus on
our matter. Chair, that means that I can't make a statement of intent in this meeting. So I can neither say that we support or not support the document. That's why I'm saying we reserve our right to, at a later stage, make our indication of whether we support it or not. At this point in time, we cannot give you an answer because I'm not authorized by my caucus to make that decision individually. It has to be made collectively through a vote of the caucus.
This is going to be difficult. This is going to be difficult on my kind future because, you know, then caucus can happen before and then before we come to the committee and all this. So most of the time, these things...
Chair, we've done this most years. I'm not sure why it's a surprise in this particular year. We reserved the rights in 14, 15, 16. You only knew I supported the report last year because I said so in my budget vote, Chair. And you didn't seem to have a problem last year.
Didn't reserve your right.
We can go back 2 minutes. Mr. Kutsa will remember we've had this debate with Ms. Mahambakhlala.
No, you actually supported the report in the meeting. And I said there that everybody supported the report. I won't say that now, because you say you want to reserve your rights. But now you want to say that the committee is not agreeing on this.
Chair, but you didn't ask the IFP for their position, and as far as I'm aware, the IFP is not supporting the report. And you haven't asked the EFF their position. So how are you making a statement on what the committee does and does not support when...
But they are not here on a
report. We are correcting, Chair. We're saying we reserve our rights. We can't give. I cannot give you an answer, Chair.
Okay. So you said that I prefer that you say you're going back to your caucus on the report. So this thing of reserving rights, why you want us to say reserve your rights here? Yeah? We have discussed the report. You have made your comments. So you can adopt the report now because you want to go to the caucus. That's fine.
Chair, I'm very happy to write to you once the caucus has taken a decision before the budget vote in Parliament's plenary session to inform you of what our decision is, due respect as you're entitled to. But Chair, I can't make a commitment now. Neither can any member of my
caucus. I'm not saying you should.
So our vote is only in June. I'll make sure, Chair, that you're well appraised of what our vote will be prior to that on the basis of the caucus decision, that you'll have it to you in writing. And then you will be able to say in your response that the DA did or did not support it, then you'll be fully...
Which vote?
The budget vote, Chair. You know that we do the budget speeches now. We actually do the vote on the actual department's vote sometime in June.
Vote?
So I will make sure, Chair, that you are well informed in time with the decision of my caucus on this issue.
But don't divide the committee. That's all I'm saying, that you can go to your caucus, but don't divide the committee now.
I'm not dividing the committee. I'm merely saying that I cannot give you an answer, therefore I reserve my right. There's not a division, Chair.
Don't call for division.
I'm not, Chair. You know, I'm a favorite of consensus. I said so in the beginning.
Alpha, what do you say? No, when he does this, no, I think he has a... In fact, I saw him, first time I heard him speak this morning, I knew something was wrong. So, there's something now. He has been very nice since the 2nd of June. Today, no. He has been to caucus. There's something they discussed at the caucus. We'll invite her from time to time to talk to you. Yeah, she had a way of doing it. Yeah, okay. Can we close now on our members? But can we have a mover and second of the report? Honorable Makai, don't do this to our committee. Man. Next time you must declare up front that you don't want to agree, so that we don't spend a lot of time trying to. No, but some of the things I didn't agree with, I accepted because I think they were.
Can I be excused?
But it's not 1:30 yet, Honorable Makai.
It is, according to my instructions.
No. Just check on our Mabunda Swatch.
No, it's
26.
I came to this meeting exactly 10 o'clock.
Where is your watch? You came late and we want to leave.
Where is your watch? In 2 minutes. Now you must have the language of the.
Who has moved?
For what?
For the adoption of the report.
The one that we honorable, the case of rejecting.
Yes. No, he hasn't rejected, Honorable Makai. He's not rejected.
Oh.
He says he's going to
his
He says that he's going to his caucus on the on what their position should be on this report. So he'll write to us and tell me and let me know whether they support the report or not. So will not be taken by surprise.
Why can't you just accept what Honorable Makai is saying?
But we're not discussing the caucus.
Other members are coming in, and I thought there's only one chairperson here. I've been quiet enough not because I don't have anything to say.
Oh,
but
okay.
As a colleague, and I think we should continue as such.
All right.
The problem, I think you are not in this meeting. There was a meeting between the chair and Honorable McKay. You didn't say anything. You kept quiet throughout. And when we
intervene
to say no, let's stop this
discussion. Honorable Makai, okay. All right. Isn't it? This was not a difficult meeting. We're just looking at our report. So all I'm asking for at this point is, can we have a move and second of the report? Honorable Makai, yes, we are adopting the report with the changes. And the Honorable Makai says he's not in a position to support the adoption of the report at this stage. He said so. So if he said he'll write to me and indicate what they've decided before the actual vote. So it's okay, we can do that. So if Honorable Makai, so don't retreat to the initial version. No, on Makai.
Sorry, Chair, I'm a bit confused because the NCN has 5 members. Just in terms of quorum, for the report to be adopted by the committee, you have to have a majority out of 11 members.
I will help them. I will help them.
The chairs vote.
I will help them. We can revert to the original version, actually. It's not helpful. We don't want you to come there and to the thing and fight, because I don't think the changes are bad, actually. But it's unfortunate that we won't support the report at this point. Honorable Matlalo, you're saying?
Chair, I was saying the Honorable Mackay from the DA, he says he's reserving his rights to adopt the report. He's still going to take the report to his masters. And here we are, us as members of the ANC, adopt the report of recommendations that they are coming from the DA and adopt them. Yet the honorable member from the DA is reserving his rights not to adopt the report. My suggestion, therefore, Chair, is that let's start from the beginning, remove what the DA has proposed to the recommendations, and adopt the initial ones, because with us also, we can't adopt something that the DA does not adopt at the end of the day, because these recommendations are coming from there. And we are not reserving our rights to adopt the reports here, Chair. It's actually confusing. Thank you.
Can I help, Fabu?
Can I persuade my honorable comrades to leave Honorable Mackay and adopt the report, please? Let's not go back, and all the recommendations are not bad.
Can you move on a Lufaku?
I was reluctant because I
came late, but it's okay. Can I move for the recommendations to be adopted? Thank you, Chair.
The report.
Can
second.
You move for the adoption of the report, Chair?
Honorable Mbuyan, thank you very much. Okay. Honorable Matala, I've heard you. It's not so unfair what we say. But Honorable Mackay, the reason we're doing this is because today is not the end of the life of the committee. We meet next week. We'll need each other. So we could have gone back to say, so no, okay, we'll remove this. We don't want to do that because the submissions made, many of them are quite good, actually. So we think we can live with them. These recommendations belong to the committee. We want the committee to function, seeking consensus as we've already tried in the past, in future. So where we disagree and there's a basis for disagreement, we'll disrespect that. So we hope you can support this report later on when we have had your own discussion. So let us not leave the meeting here in a
distasteful.
Yeah. We have tried. It was longer than I thought. We have tried. I hope we won't be in trouble ourselves with some of the changes we have put here. No. I. We're quite happy. We think that this for our purposes here, we. You see now, Honorable Kata, it's Honorable Mackay who starts all this, and then you're going to. Okay, thank you very much. It's now past 12:30. Honorable Matala, good luck with your debate this afternoon. Thanks very much. We are adjourned. Thank you.